Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, this just got really interesting. There are multiple reports out now.
Now the dominoes are falling.
That the Kansas City Chiefs brass will be in Topeka on Monday. They will meet with state leaders. And shortly after that meeting, if all goes as planned, the Kansas City Chiefs will announce that they are moving to the state of Kansas.
Ah, hell.
Bob Fesco from 96.5 The Fan joining us on the KMZ Hotline. Bob, good afternoon.
Hello, Dana and Parks. How are you folks doing on this fine Thursday? Other than
World Series titles and Super Bowl wins, this may be one of the biggest sports stories in Kansas City history.
I think it is the biggest sports story in Kansas City history. And it's one of those things where I hate to be that guy who said, I told you so, but I kind of told you so. And I know I've got the receipts. It was February 26th. 2004 I told you so. No, and the reason I remember that is because I was coming back from a trip to Arizona that year at the beginning of spring training, and I was flying back on a plane, and I got a phone call that day, and I remember taking that phone call. I'm like, I'm getting ready to take off. What's going on? And the person said to me at that point in time, just so you know, if KC Mo and Jackson County vote no on this upcoming April vote for renovating Arrowhead and building a new K, there will be other municipalities out there ready to pounce. And that's what I said on February 26, 2004. I was the village idiot. I was a moron. No way they could go to Kansas. All this nonsense, fear-mongering. And look, here we sit, you know, how many months later it is, you know, almost 2 years later. And it looks like both teams are going to be making that announcement sooner rather than later that they're both moving to the state of Kansas. The Royals are still, from what I understand, in negotiations with the Jay to finalize things over there. The Chiefs, they've got everything apparently buttoned up. I heard the Chiefs wanted to announce today that they were going
Wait, Bob, back up. We wanted to focus on the Chiefs this hour, and that we will certainly do.
Yeah.
Are you reporting that the state of Missouri could very well, in fact, lose both teams?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt the state of Missouri will lose both of these teams. And Lockton, too. I told people about Lockton back in May. I was the village idiot, you know? And this is what happens when you have good leadership in one place and bad leadership in another place. And we saw the bad leadership in Jackson County voted out. I still think Mayor L did a lot of things to kind of not help the vote get passed for the downtown stadium. And so, you know, here we sit. I mean, it is. I mean, look, the Royals, I thought for sure the Royals were going to get to announce first that they were moving to the Sprint campus, or with the land swap with Black and Veatch that I've been talking about this week. If something, you know, doesn't go exactly right there at Sprint campus, there's a plan in place to do a land swap with Black and Veatch, and Black and Veatch will just build their headquarters at the Sprint campus, and the Royals will build their stadium where Black and Veatch stands right now. Bob, so there's a lot of activity going on.
Let's get back to the Chiefs first, sure, because that's what's right in front of us on Monday.
Yeah,
what types of I's need to be dotted and T's to be crossed on Monday for this to come to fruition, for the announcement on Monday?
I just think everybody in the same room making sure they agree on everything. The LCC, which is basically, let's call it the approval board for all of this, right, still has to, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's and hit the hammer on the table and sign their names, you know, that everything is a good to go for the Starbond District. That's essentially what they're going to approve, is that Starbond District for the Royals, for the Chiefs, whoever decides to accept the Starbond funds. The Kansas LCC has to approve that. That meeting is scheduled for Monday. That's been on the books for about 2 or 3 weeks now, I think, is when that meeting was scheduled. They obviously have the year-end deadline that everybody kind of wants to get, you know, going, and everybody wants their peace of mind, you know, because of that. But the LCC is the board that has to approve the final approval, if you will, of the Starbond District. That is expected to be done on Monday. I was told the Royals even wanted to announce this week. They're still in negotiations with the Jay, even with that, you know, meeting coming up on Monday. Most people believe, everybody for the most part that matters believes, that it's just a formality on Monday and everything will be signed. But as we know how this thing has gone on for the last 2 years, nobody is definitive until it's definitive.
So, Bob, if everything goes as these high-level execs want it to go, would the Chiefs move to the Legends Complex?
Well, the Chiefs are moving to the stadium. Let's start there. The stadium, from what I understand, will be in Wyandotte County. I was told by a very, very, very close source to all of this that the Chiefs have 5 different plots of land that they could have moved to in the state of Kansas, right? So they've got land over there already acquired in Wyandotte County. The other part that's going to be added into this that I think people will really appreciate is the practice facility. And last week they were in meetings with the city of Shawnee, and the folks in the city of Shawnee had to sign NDAs and all that kind of stuff. But they've also been meeting with the city of Olathe and the Olathe School District about going into business with the Olathe School District. And Olathe has what they call the 21st Century Program. I know because my kids are in the Olathe District. And in the 21st Century Program, they allow you to pick what you want to be when you grow up. So say you wanted to be an athletic trainer and you're in the Olathe School District. I don't know which high school it is that offers athletic training. Let's just say it's Olathe North offers the athletic training program. You would go to Olathe North. If the Chiefs were to get into this deal with the school district of Olathe, the kids that want to be athletic trainers will be working at the Chiefs practice facility and getting real world experience working with NFL players on their resume. And so that's one of the cool things that they're talking about potentially doing if they were to go in business with Olathe. But now that Shawnee's in the mix as well, maybe they're going to build their practice facility in Shawnee. I don't know the dynamic of the practice facility and where it will be. But what I do know is if you build your stadium in Kansas, your practice facility has to be in Kansas as well. Just like if you were going to renovate in Missouri, your practice facility had to be in Missouri, which is smart by the states to do that.
But,
you know?
But Bob, you said that the Chiefs had acquired 5 separate plots of land in Wyandotte County. Are they all in western Wyandotte County by the Legends?
I don't know exactly where they are. I have to assume they are over there where all, you know, the land is. And this isn't land that they just went out and bought yesterday. I mean, this is stuff, you know, from what I've been told that they've had for a while, you know, out there in Wyandotte County.
Bob, what does it say to you that apparently the Chiefs are going to attend this meeting Monday in Topeka, but the Royals are not? Why split?
Well, the Royals. Yeah, well, the Royals, because, well, first of all, they want to do things separately.
Yeah.
That's why they, you know, they've been wanting to separate for quite some time now. But the Royals, from what I understand and from the people that I've talked to, are still trying to finalize negotiations with the Jay and tie up loose ends before they're ready to officially make that announcement, you know, with the state of Kansas. And so from what I understand, again, the Chiefs, they're done with their stuff, right? They got nothing else to do. So you want to kind of jump it before the holiday break, you know, when everybody's going to be off and nobody's paying attention. That's why this week sure seemed like the right week to do it. But, you know, again, you got to tie up those loose ends and figure things out. You don't want to jump the gun and say, hey, we're coming, and then not, and So there's still stuff that they're still working out.
But, you believe both announcements are imminent?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely believe both announcements are imminent. Yeah, I mean, I would be totally stunned if all of a sudden we heard that the Royals were going back, you know, to Jackson County. I mean, you know how that relationship kind of deteriorated after that vote in Jackson County and, you know, Mrs. Sherman and her Facebook post talking about Jackson County and how bad it was and, you know, whatnot. And really, there's been no leadership. The other thing, too, that I think people, you know, sometimes overlook is that if anybody's doing anything in the state of Missouri, it's going to require a vote of the people. And the Chiefs were talking about a half-cent sales tax to be added on. They thought that would pass, but after the first one failed, do you really want to leave it up to the vote of the people again and take that chance of passing up a new stadium? And I don't want to call it free money in the state of Kansas because no money is free, but you don't have to go to a vote of the people. And there's no tax on the people in the state of Kansas. It ends up being a user tax. So if you dine at the new stadium or buy something at the new stadium, whatever the case may be in the village and all that stuff that's associated with the Starbond area, then yes, you're contributing to help pay for that, but it's not a direct tax on you where if you go to, you know, the grocery store or you go to the clothing store, there's a 3/8 cent sales tax on everybody. In the state of Kansas, it ends up being a user tax, so to speak, that if you use that Starbond district, well, then you're going to pay for it. But if you don't use it, then you're not going to pay for it.
Quickly and lastly, Bob, we know you got other things to do and other interviews to conduct. If the Chiefs and the Royals in the next 7 to 10 days both announce that they are leaving Kansas City, Missouri, and moving over to the Kansas side of the state line, whether it's Wyandotte County for the Chiefs, Overland Park potentially for the Royals, what an embarrassment this would have to be for Kansas City, Missouri.
Well, I totally agree, but that's the fault of leadership again, man. Like, leadership matters in everything, whether it's a school, whether it's an office, whether it's a sports team, whether it's your family. Strong leaders matter. Leadership matters. And Kansas just kind of handled this thing. You never heard any. Have you not heard one thing from Overland Park? Except for Mayor Skoog the other day basically telling you in his letter, yeah, the Royals are coming, without telling you that the Royals are coming. You've not heard one thing from Johnson County. You've not heard one thing from Wyandotte County. You've not heard one thing out of Topeka, Kansas. Nobody's saying anything. That's because leadership took over. They all shut up. Everybody kept quiet. Everybody did their thing. And they got these deals done. And that's what happens when you have good leadership. The people who you hear complaining, Lee Wood, they have no say in anything. So I don't know why they're squawking. Right. And then, you know, you heard Jackson County people complain about stuff, you know, and whatnot. The people who aren't saying a word are Wyandotte County, Johnson County, Overland Park, Shawnee, Olathe, all the places that we pretty much figure that these teams are going. They're the ones that aren't saying anything.
Bob Fesco from 96.5 The Fan every morning. Do appreciate your time. Thank you much, man.
Of course. Love you both. Talk to you soon.
Love you too, brother. Be well.
30 minutes ago.
Wow.
Kansas Department of Commerce on their Facebook page. We are aware that there are media reports circulating regarding an LCC meeting on Monday. The state of Kansas is in active discussions with the Kansas City Chiefs about the prospects of building a new stadium and other facilities in the state of Kansas. No final agreements have been reached.
Yeah, because it's not Monday.
But this would be a massive economic win for Kansas and benefit Kansans for generations to come.
Read between the lines on that.
Wow.
We are aggressively pursuing this opportunity.
Now listen.
We got to get to
break. I thought there'd be one. I thought Missouri would lose one.
Hold on to your thoughts. We are way late on the
break.
My
goodness.
Get in now, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like Kansas is about to get both the Chiefs and the Royals as of next week. 913-586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
If you're just getting in your car and the news is moving quickly, we are hoping to get either Michael Mahoney or Dave Helling on the air here in the next few minutes. But there are multiple reports out today that the Kansas City Chiefs brass will meet in Topeka on Monday with state leaders, at which point they are expected, or I think both sides hope, to reach a deal, at which point the Chiefs will announce that they are moving to Wyandotte County. The Royals, according to Bob Fesco with 96.5 The Fan, who just joined us moments ago, are also knee-deep in working out a deal with the state of Kansas, and they need to fine-tune a couple of things down at 119th and Knoll. But the Royals in the next week and a half, could also be announcing that they, too, are moving to the state of Kansas.
From the text line, if they move to Kansas, they have to drop Kansas City from the name. They're just the Kansas Chiefs. Kansas City is also on the Kansas side.
Well, I think they will remain the Kansas City Chiefs. There are some 30 teams or something that don't play in the city.
It's
not 30. It's 30% of NFL franchises.
Do not play in the city they represent.
That they're named after. Yeah. For example, San Francisco 49ers do not play in San Francisco. The Dallas Cowboys do not play in Dallas.
They play adjacent to those towns.
Yes. Neither one of the New York City teams even play in the state of New York.
Buffalo doesn't play in Buffalo.
No.
Are you sure it's only 30%? It's got to be more than that.
I think it's 33 or 34% of NFL teams do not play in the city that they bear the name of. And not the least of which, and this is important, and I just mentioned it, the two New York City teams both play in New Jersey. That's a fact.
If true, the news that has broken today will go down to be, I don't think, one of the single biggest sports stories in the history of this town.
Might be the biggest.
I think it's one of the biggest stories in the history of this town.
Mm-hmm. Safe to say the border war is officially
And locked in. I was talking to Scott during a break. I go, hey, did you read that Leawood's trying to poach Lockton? This was before the sports news.
Sam, it's funny you say that because when we went to break after our interview with Bob Fesco, I looked at Dana and I said, this is no longer a border war. This is a nuclear war.
Yeah, it's a bloodbath.
Between the two states. The state of Kansas going after Lockton on the plaza, which is an anchor tenant. And there are now reports that in the next week to week and a half, and maybe as early as Monday, the Chiefs and Royals could announce they are both moving to Kansas. Bob on the west side, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I'd like to congratulate Kansas and their leaders. This is a big gift for that state. As a resident of Jackson County, I really don't care. It doesn't bother me either way, but the blame, as far as if anybody wants to blame, lies squarely on Frank White and the mayor, Quentin Lucas. And this will be their legacy, losing two major sports teams to Kansas.
Certainly, Frank. I asked Bob Scott during the break. I said, do you lay the blame at his feet?
Yeah. Well, who's the mayor of KC Mo? And the sports complex is in KC Mo. I mean, they're all culpable and they're all inept. So there you go.
I just don't think anyone ever really thought it would happen. Certainly not in the beginning.
I didn't think it would be both teams. I thought if anybody were to leave, it would be the Royals.
And is it too little too late?
Maybe as far as next week is concerned, yes. Once they sign the papers, it's over. What movement have we seen from Jackson County other than the voters telling them, go screw yourselves?
And whoever came up with the idea to change at the crossroads at the very last second.
The campaign was a mess.
Holds a lot of this blame.
Campaign was a mess.
Because I guarantee you, if there had been any other stadium site for the Royals other than the crossroads, that vote would have been much closer to 50-50 rather than whatever it was, which was 85-15, I think.
You have to remember, and people tend to forget, but that vote last year originally had the Royals going to the east side.
Yep, East Village.
The East Village, that's right. And 3 weeks before the vote, suddenly, mysteriously, it was switched to the Crossroads District for the Royals. Let's go to Jeff in Waldo. If you want to weigh in, 913-586-7798. Jeff, good afternoon. Hello.
Well, it is a dark day in Kansas City, Missouri. I was really shocked. I got to admit, I fully expected the Chiefs to go, you know, over to the Legacy or whatever, and it just kind of made sense with the new stadium and the dome. But when Fesco said that the Royals are going to do it too, I had to pull over and collect myself.
Oh, my jaw hit the floor. I go, whoa. Are you saying both of them?
Didn't see that coming.
I did not see the Royals coming. To me, and, you know, I'm a big Mayor Q fan, I'm a little surprised because every time he would talk, he would make it sound like it's all kind of under control, right? There was some kind of a usage tax that was going to be applied in the over there at Washington Square Park that was going to basically mean that we didn't have to put it up to a vote. That was kind of the impression he's been giving for the last several months. And, you know, it just makes sense with the streetcar and the location in downtown. I fully expected the Royals to stay in KCMO, and I'm honestly shocked about the Royals. Chiefs, I expected, but the Royals shocked me.
Well, and think about this. The state of Missouri has twice as many people than the state of Kansas. If this does come to fruition next week or in the coming weeks, the state of Kansas would have more, if you count the Sporting Kansas City, and I do, would have more major league sports franchises than the state of Missouri.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. And by the way, for the text liners who are saying, you guys are, you know, you're just Kansas side people. This is what you want. You're stealing our teams. My preference would be for the Chiefs to stay. Either the Chiefs go to the Legends and the Royals stay at Kauffman or at Truman, or the Royals go somewhere else and the Chiefs stay at Truman. I still think Truman is the most convenient location for a sports franchise in the entire city, with two major highways running right next to it. But I don't make the decisions. I comment on them. That's my job. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMVZ. So we are dealing with today, and I'm not trying to exaggerate it. It may be one of the biggest stories, definitely one of the biggest sports stories in Kansas City history. There are other stories in Kansas City history, the Hyatt collapse, et cetera, that you could make the argument were much more important. But this is clearly one of the biggest, if not the biggest, sports story in Kansas City history, if true, and there are multiple reports that it is. Would you care to explain what we have learned this afternoon?
I want to get into the tax base. What does this mean for taxes? If true, multiple sports agencies are reporting that there is a meeting on Monday in Topeka with state leaders. The Chiefs are to attend that meeting on Monday. Several reporters are saying the deal will be signed on Monday for the Chiefs to move to Kansas, and the announcement should come sometime after the meeting on Monday.
To Wyandotte County.
Then we have Bob Fesco on the program during that first segment, who drops this bombshell that not only will Missouri lose the Chiefs, he believes the Royals will also jump to Kansas, and that announcement is also imminent.
Bob also reported that he had sources who said that the Royals wanted to make their announcement today, but they are still working out some issues down at 119th and Knoll with some of the adjoining
agencies. This is at the old Sprint
Asperia campus.
Yeah.
You asked about taxes in 2024. Now, this includes city, county, and state, but a majority of this number is actually city and county, believe it or not. In 2024, the Chiefs and the Royals brought in $68.7 million in tax revenue alone.
Mm-hmm. Say that again, Sam.
$68.7 million in tax revenue.
What you have to keep in mind is every time, because of the 1% earnings tax in Kansas City, Missouri, every time, say, Josh Allen comes to town.
Yeah, whoever.
Okay, for the Buffalo Bills or you know, name your famous baseball or football player. For their game check that they receive in Kansas City, Missouri, while they're playing here, they have to pay 1% of that game check to the city of Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
It is huge.
What an embarrassment for Kansas City and the state of Missouri.
It would be horrifically embarrassing if in the course of 1 week to 10 days, the state of Missouri, and more specifically Jackson County and the city of Kansas City, lost two major league sports franchises.
And do you lay the blame squarely at the feet of one former city official?
You mean county official?
Yes.
I think there's more blame to go around.
Yeah, I think there is too. I think Mayor Quentin Lucas, and I consider him a very close acquaintance. Not, I don't know that we're friends, but we're definitely acquaintances. That move to pull the East Side idea and move it into the Crossroads
right 3 weeks before the vote,
3 weeks before the vote, I think was disastrous.
I think property tax played a big role, but I think the even bigger issue was that people who were voting on it love the Crossroads, and you are threatening to tear down what they spent 20 years building up.
Small businesses.
Yep.
And one more thing before we get back to the calls, 913-586-7798. You recall there was, during that time leading up to the vote last year, there was a huge outcry against transparency. What is the plan? You're telling us to give you all of this money, and we don't see a plan. Where's the plan? And there was no plan. And I do think some of that blame, if we're going to be fair, falls at the feet of Mayor Lucas. Sharon in North Kansas City, good afternoon. Hello. Sharon, hello. Sharon going once. All right, we'll come back to you. 913-586-7798. Terrence in Kansas City. Hello, Terrence.
Hi, yeah, I'd like to say good riddance and let the state of Kansas and Wyandotte and Johnson County have it. People are already bailing out of Wyandotte County because property taxes is too high. I'd love to see them be able to afford to live over there now with a new Chiefs stadium so they can have it.
Okay.
That's an interesting take.
It definitely, property taxes are going to go up in that area. Now, keep in mind, I'm pretty familiar with the area because I go to a lot of sporting games and go straight up K7 and jut across to get to Sporting Park. There aren't a ton of houses out there anymore. If anything, there's a lot of just vacant land. It's mostly commercial property. There are a handful of new neighborhoods going up on State Avenue and Parallel Parkway. But for the most part, the folks who live on Parallel, by the way, live on large swaths of land, most of them do, and there's a lot of churches out there. So I don't see, will they have to sell? Maybe. Maybe they won't be able to continue to afford to live out there. But there's not, don't think that there are a lot of big neighborhoods out by the Legends. That's not true. Let's go to, is it Pat in Gladstone, I believe it is? Yes, Pat in Gladstone. Hello.
Now, hello, this is Pat. Hi, Scott. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
You know, you all are saying it's going to be a tragedy or it's bad for the city. But if you think about it in the long term, Kansas City is a sports town. Even though if they leave, we still have the basketball, the Big A, which is college. It's a big deal. We still have the volleyball people here. We get the pickleball people here. And then that leaves the door open for somebody to negotiate Kansas City being a football team. We're looking for a team.
Wait. Are you arguing? Wait, hang on, Pat. Let me just make sure I understand what you're saying. That if the Chiefs do end up moving to Kansas and everything being reported within the last hour seems to indicate that that is exactly what's about to happen. That Kansas... Wait, Pat, let me finish my question. I'm only mid-sentence. That if the Chiefs ended up moving to Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Missouri could get an extra NFL franchise?
There you go.
Never in a million years. Never in a million years.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. We're in the middle, and we're known to be a sports team.
Yeah. We're also the 32nd media market in the country, and there are only, well, after the Raiders moved to Las Vegas, there's only two cities in America that have two NFL franchises, New York City and Los Angeles. That's it. I mean, Dallas is the fifth largest market in the country. They have one team. Philadelphia is the fourth largest market in the country. They have one team.
Well, St. Louis lost a team and didn't get one back.
No, they did not.
So.
Great point. Kurt in Lenexa. Kurt, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. I hope you guys are having a good Thursday. My thing is this. You are absolutely right about these different cities that have the teams and everything. To Pat's point, there's absolutely no way that we're going to have another team. We've already had the Blades. We've got the Mavericks out at Cable Dahmer. They have their own arena. We had the Kansas City Kings, the ABA back in the day. Mm-hmm. So I know that we have hockey fans, I understand, but the Mavericks are out there, so they go out there. And we have the the College Basketball Hall of Fame. But I was telling Sam, we're going to be beating this football and baseball thing like a volleyball court until somebody comes out with a valid black and white plan. And this is what I told Sam, transparency is the word. There is no plan set in stone as to where this is going to be. And the Leawood mayor said no. And then I heard the thing with Fesco, he said the deal with Shawnee and Olathe. And I believe firmly that it will go to Kansas and that it's going to be sitting out there at the Legends. And you know, Wyandotte County is chomping at the bit for this thing. They've been wanting that out there forever. There's so much land out there. So the first one that's going to be out there out of the gate is going to be Wyandotte County. And I don't know what to say about Jackson County. I mean, there's bickering going on with that all the time. But, you know, I don't know what to say if they go to Kansas. Jackson County, you were a dollar and a dime short, but it's time to move.
Well, Kurt, I found it fascinating when Fesco was talking about the training facility would have to be located in Kansas if the Chiefs end up on Monday, as expected, announcing that they're moving to Wyandotte County. When he said Shawnee, and I know Shawnee like the back of my hand, where would they go? There is one large piece of property on K7, on the east side of K7, where it's a homestead guy. It's a big old white house, and he's got a ton of property out there. But other than there, where would you even put a Chiefs practice facility? There's nowhere else to go. I have no idea where the Chiefs would put their practice facility.
Two people that I know in the last 20 minutes have essentially said the same thing. That this news has been hiding in plain sight for quite a while.
Interesting, you're doing Kansas City's year in review tomorrow. This changes everything.
Changes every single category.
But I'm serious. Other than that one guy who has held out for years and years and years, who has a big old white, it's almost like a colonial house, on the east side of K7, just south of 75th, I don't know where else you would put it. There's no more room.
I think also I will say this. One of the reasons this has been hiding in plain sight is that anyone who is anyone that works in any industry that would have to have a seat at the table for an announcement like this had to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Well, and Bob mentioned that in our interview, that that Shawnee and Olathe have both been negotiating very quietly, and everyone had to sign an NDA. Every single person that ever walked into a room. 913-586-7798. We'll get to more of your calls and comments in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. and for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Oh, your girl's going to be partying all the time. Sunday afternoons in Western Wyandotte County, apparently. Word on the street, several media outlets now reporting it, that the Chiefs have a high-level meeting in Topeka on Monday, at which point, if everything goes the way state officials in Kansas intend and the Chiefs will announce that they are moving to Western Wyandotte County. Near the Legends Complex. Bob Fesco from 96.5 The Fan was on with us at the beginning of the hour. He has sources that say the Chiefs have already bought up at least five plots of land in Western Wyandotte County. Now, this would be west of the Legends, of course, where the American Royal Complex apparently is stalled.
There's so much land out there.
There is quite a bit. There is quite a bit.
That bugs me still with that bond proposal issue.
You know what a potential site might be now that saltstone is coming in?
Sandstone?
Mm-hmm. Think about it.
For the right price.
It's a huge complex.
From the text line, I know it's probably a moot point now, but what the heck is the East Village? Yeah, it's a moot point.
It is a moot point. I actually thought that would have been the best place for the Royals to go.
East of City Hall, the parking lot landscape that's east of City Hall.
East of City Hall, there are some rundown old apartments on the other side of the highway there. That was certainly one that everybody was considering. Bev in Independence. Bev, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi. I had a question when you guys commented about the $68 million going to Kansas City as the employees' tax. And Sam corrected me that the county also gets a piece of the tax from the sports employees. Do you know how much that is?
Go ahead. Between the city versus the county?
Yes. Like, does the county get a half a penny and the city gets 3 pennies? Because I think that's where some of the problem is with the county legislature that was recalled out, mm-hmm. and then Mayor Lucas. Where is the money going to the county residents? And I think that's one of the reasons why the county residents, the outlying areas of Kansas City, don't care anymore because nobody cares for them.
So it's my understanding, and I might be speaking out of school, and Dana, if you know better than me, please correct me. It's my understanding that the Jackson County owns the Truman Sports Complex, and both of the teams pay rent, and I don't think it's very much, on the Truman Sports Complex, although the Truman Sports Complex lies within the boundaries of Kansas City, Missouri.
Right.
Therefore, anybody who plays there, works there, makes a dime there, has to pay 1% of their earnings to the city of Kansas City, Missouri.
The 1% earnings tax is on salaries, wages, commissions, tips, and other compensation in Kansas City proper to help fund vital city services like police, fire, road, and trash.
Mm-hmm.
You think Jackson gets a cut of that, Sam?
I don't think they do.
Jackson does not levy an earnings tax.
It's not the earnings tax, but you still pay taxes, sales taxes, property taxes. I was looking at total generated taxes from the two stadiums, totaling, if you include city, county, and state, $68.7 million. Really quick before we go to news, mm-hmm. this just in from Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, quote, "Kansas City does not negotiate in public and will not change course today. As the city and our Missouri partners continue discussions with our long-term partners at the Chiefs and the Royals, we remain steadfast in working toward an agreement in the best interest of our community and the greatest success of our teams on and off the field."
Translation, we're screwed. That's what he's saying. Quick break for the news. It comes your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks. Big news today. Woof.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.